This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today we begin Siman Ayin Daled. Siman Ayin Daled. Shaloi Levarich Kishevarav Rayim Esa Erva. Not to make a bracha when your limbs could see your erva. Which is a very interesting concept. When we talk about your limbs seeing your erva, we're specifically talking about your heart. And it's an interesting concept. What do you mean your evarim could see your erva? Your evarim don't have eyes. Your eyes could see, but could other limbs see? So there's a concept that Shlomo HaMelech says, V'libi ra'a harbe chachma vadas. My heart saw a lot of wisdom and knowledge. So from here we see that there's an idea the heart could see. Therefore, not only if your eyes could see an erva, but if there's no interposition between your heart and your erva, so let's say, for example, somebody's wearing a robe without a belt, so there's no separation between the heart and the erva, even though both are covered, one cannot say Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Okay, so it says in Mechaber, Hayayashin Araim Betali, somebody was sleeping unclothed in his robe. Tzarch lachutz batalis alibay va'az yikra. You need to take the talis, sort of push it against your heart, creating a separation between your heart and your erva, and then you could say Shema, Mishum delibay raya esa erva asr. A heart seeing erva is asr. Haga, v'adin imlibay raya ervas chaveroy asr. Let's say my eyes are not seeing the erva of my friend, but my heart could see the erva of my friend. What's the example? If let's say somebody turns around, he turns his head around, but let's say his chest is uncovered and his heart sees the erva of his friend, that would be an issue. Now the question is seeing, is one's heart seeing an erva, is that a dairaisa also or a drabban? We know that your eyes not seeing your erva, that's a dairaisa, you can't daven. What about your heart? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Aleph. Hayayashayin yashayin arayim. Hamechaber Tafas Lashon HaGemara. The Mechaber is using the language of the Gemara, the Sham Shayach HaLishna, because there in the Gemara, this Lashon is appropriate, where someone's sleeping, Araim, he's bare in his talis. Al bin Yoninu, when it comes to our subject, the same thing would be if somebody is in a long shirt without pants, gam kein dina hachi, it would have the same din. So it's not only if somebody, listen carefully, it's not only if somebody is sleeping bare in a cover, under a cover. It doesn't have to be that case. Even if you're not bare under the cover, let's say you're wearing a robe, but the robe doesn't have a belt, or a person's not wearing pants. It would have the same din. The aser b'devei Torah, it's aser to learn oy levarech shum bracha, or to make any bracha, ad sheyadbik biyadav, till you press with your hands hakutaynes the shirt b'makam halev, in the place of the heart, oy lamata mi libay, or below the heart, kedei sheye hefsek bein liba erva, so that there should be an interruption between the heart and the erva. Now, Divrei Torah would be asur, even if you don't say it, B'lashon HaKodesh. What about answering Amen? Is answering Amen a Dvarim Shebekdusha? The Eish Lahavam of Buchach says no. Answering Amen is no different than hear her B'Divrei Torah, and that is permitted B'Makayim Erva. Now, oh wow. Okay, let's see a little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Beis, Tzarech Lachatz, Perush, Diyadbik HaTalas Aliba, you need to press the talas on your heart, Kedei Sheye Hefzik Ben Libel Erva, so that there will be a Hefzik between your heart and the Erva, Ava Balav Hachi Aser, but otherwise it would be Aser, Denehi Delibay Mechusa B'Talas Sha'al Kol Gufay, because granted, your heart is covered with the talis that's on your body. So again, the guy is wearing a cloak. He's wearing he's covered in a blanket, or he's covered in a robe. So it's granted that your heart is covered, that's covered in a talis, covering your whole body. But hare adayin libay ve'erva bahadadihin. The heart and the erva are still in the same realm, meaning there's no separation between the heart and the erva. Ve'ein davar beinam, and there's nothing separating between them. So what do you have to do? You have to be lachutz betalas al libay. V'hu adin im choytzeitz betalas betalitza mitachas libay. Kedei shehefsek bein libay la erva. So it doesn't have to be you push the talis against the heart, but you could be choytzeitz with your talis under the heart, so that there would be a hefsek between the heart and the erva. V'afilim libay megula lagamri. Even if the heart is completely uncovered. U'kel kaman besiv vav. Meaning like this, let's say a person would take his cover and drape it around his waist and press the cover around his waist. Would that be good enough? Absolutely. Why? Number one, your eyes can't see your erva, and number two, your heart can't see your erva. So there's no din, the heart has to be covered. There's no din for Dvarim Shebekedusha, the heart has to be covered. It's just that your eyes can't see the erva, and the heart, there has to be a separation, or the heart should not be able to see the erva. But there's no din that the heart has to be megula. Now, the real right way to do this is that there's a hakdama here that the Ber Halacha gives from the Prima Gadim. So, that's what we're going to do. We're going to read the hakdama for these halachas from the Ber Halacha. It comes from the Prima Gadim, where basically the Ber Halacha sets forth five major principles, and then he subdivides it. So let's see the Ber Halacha here. Natik pay hahakdama mipri megadim l'simen ayin dalid va'ayin hei ki hu nitzrach ma'id. It's very needed. So if the Chafetz Chaim says we really need it, we gotta listen. Aleph. So there are going to be two categories, Aleph and Beis. Aleph is divided into five parts. Aleph da ki hadin iser erva hamavar b'simen zeh b'simen ayin hei nechlek l'chamish chalokim kasha yizbar be'izar Hashem yizbarach. It's divided into five parts. Number one, enoi roya ervasai, your eye seeing the erva. Number two, liboy roya ervasai, k'gon shu hoylech b'chalok b'limach nesam v'li ezer. You're going with a blouse, you're going with a robe, without pants, without a belt. Oy k'gon shahaya mushkav aroim tachas hamichsa, or you're lying bare under a cover. You stick your head out, but your heart and your erva are under the same blanket. Number three, giloi erva. Let's say you're walking around in your house, totally unclothed, but you and your heart can't see either because you stick your head out the window. Now, you might be arrested, but that's not where, now where, this is a halachic issue, not a legal issue. Af shehoytzi roishoy chutz l'bayis, even though you stick your head out of your house, v'gam libay mechusa bebeged. So in other words, you can see the erva, and you got yourself a heart coverer. It's a special kind of beged, a heart coverer. They sell keter, makes them. No, just joking. A heart coverer. V'leka kan misham enoi, v'libay res erva. There's no problem that your eye sees or your heart sees. Im kolze yesh kan isser misham gila erva. There's an isser of gila erva. Number four, enoi roya ervas chaveroi. Your eye could see your friend's erva. Ve'in chelik ve'in ervas Yisrael oy akum. There's no din erva. It's not a lomdus. It's not only a Jew has a chalois din erva. An erva is an erva. It doesn't matter if it's a Jew, a guy, but it has to be someone of age. Rafilu katam ben teishuk tana bashalosh. A 9-year-old male, a 3-year-old girl, upshita me'isha bein eshesish bein pnuya. And a woman, it doesn't matter if she's married or not. Hey, liboy roya ervas chaveroi. Fine. Those are the five categories. Vihine, be'ein of roya ervasai de'ois aleph oy de'ois dalid b'roya ervas chaveroi asur mena toira. Seeing the erva yourself, seeing your own erva or seeing your friend's erva, that's asur mena toira. D'chsev lo yira b'cha ervas davar. and therefore it's a problem. Likrois Kriyishma, Oilasik Vidabe Torah, Udvar Kedusha, Vimkein HaKoyre Kriyishma. And therefore, if you read Kriyishma Veroya Erva, Oiver Belav Mina Torah. Now, I'll just tell you off the bat. The Bir Halacha says over here, look, a katana 3 years old. So you know the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that a girl over 3 years old, if her arms or knees are uncovered, it's an erva, you can't say Dvaram Shebekdusha. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. It's a strict opinion. Again, I know we're talking about erva proper, but when it comes to a woman, a makoy mechusa has a din of an erva. Now, many Achrayim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah on that. I'm just pointing out it's something to be aware of, okay? Vuhu adin called over Shebekdusha. Now, hear her as mutter. So in other words, if you're on a play, if you're on a train, and there's a woman in front of you, it's the summer, she's not dressed properly, it's a problem. You can't daven. You can't say Berachas Hamazon. You can't be Maver Sedra. You could learn. You could learn, as long as you don't say the words. Dibur Asur, hear her mutter. Elo Shoymea Ka'ina. Okay, Avahir Mutter, Elo Shoymea Ka'ina Asur Be'erva to have a Dibur. But Shemea Ka'ina is going to be Aser. Okay. Vayin Shom Prima Gadim Shom Tzaliyah Da'afte Ein Olikin Alav Zeh De'ein Bay Maisa. So now the question is, let's say I'm Maver Sedra on the train. When you come out, should we give you Malkus? No, we're not going to give you Malkus. By the way, we don't give Malkus anyway nowadays. But if we would, you would not get Malkus for that. Because it's a Lav She'ein Bay Maisa. But Mikom Ag Chai Malkus Maradis Medivreyim. You can't be an aid at a wedding. Imagine the wedding's about to start, and the Masalik says, Baruch, and a guy in the back, no, no! He takes the cane and he pulls the aid down. So the guy, what did he do wrong? He was Maver Sedra on the train. He's Pasol Eidos. He's Pasol Eidos. He brings his girl to shul and, you know, her elbows are uncovered and he davens. And for sure, if she's over a certain age. Let's say you're not sure. I'm not sure if there was an erva in front of me when I said Shema. You got to say it again. Therefore, you need to repeat misafek. By the way, it applies with your own wife. You're just you and your wife. Now, the Chafetz Chaim talks about, what if your wife's hair is uncovered? Chafetz Chaim says, you could go up after 120, thinking, at least I'll be rewarded for making Kiddush. And it turned out that your wife's hair was uncovered at the time of Kiddush. The Chafetz Chaim's psak is, not only were you not yoytzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, but you also, it was a sin. Now, there is an Aruch HaShulchan, that when it comes to hair cover, there's a leniency that many rely on. But what if your wife's elbows are uncovered and you made kiddush in front of her? It's a serious issue. You know? That's why, you know, okay, we'll hold it over here. It's important to know. Fine. Ula'inyin, imtsarch lachsav likras in brachazel. Do you have to make the brachos? Yeshlamer de talya bazem, noimer de halacha karava betmura. The Chol Milsa, the Amar Rachmano, Loi Savid, I Avid, Loi Mahani, have a Safek Torah, B'Kriya Shema, L'Chein Yikra, and Berchoy Seha. This would depend on the Shita of Rava. Rava says, there's a Shaila. When the rabbis say, don't do something, if I do it, did it work? So if it didn't work, then saying Shema would not have been effective, and therefore I have to say it again with the Brachos. Masha ein kein, if the chiyuv to repeat is only midrabanan, then we could say sveika drabanan lakula. So it sounds like this, friends. When it comes to Shema itself, that's a doiraisa. A doiraisa, you for sure we say safek doiraisa lachumra, and you have to say it again. But the brachos are midrabanan. The rabbi said not to say brachos if it's roya sa'erva. I did it anyway. Is it mahani or is it loy mahavi mahani? So that's a question on a if it's a suffik d'oraisa or a suffik d'rabbanan. Now, the hefresh yesh bein roya ervasa ervas chaver. There's a difference if you see your own erva or your friend's erva. The beroya ervasa yesh deyas b'simin ayin he da'oitzim ein avloy mahani. When it comes to your own erva, there are opinions that closing your eyes does not help. V'lo yitzuyar hachzaras panim kitzarach lachzer gam gufay. It's not going to help to turn around because you also have to turn around your body. If you turn your face and your body around, it will work. So in other words, if you're on a train and you want to be Maver Sedra, or you want to learn, or you want to daven, it doesn't help to close your eyes. You know that? You're on a train. The lady in front of you is on the Madrega of Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet, yeah? And how are you supposed to daven? So you say, I'll close my eyes. Closing your eyes doesn't help. You got to turn your body. Right? That's what the Bir Halacha says. You got to turn. So the only way to daven is to turn your body around. Now, fine. Gam hefresh bein einov roya erva o giloy erva. There's a difference between you seeing your erva and your erva being uncovered. After tarvaya midaraisa, remember the case of the guy walking around completely bare, but he'll stick his head outside the window, so at least he's not roya es erva, but it's his erva is galoy. So, mikamakam yesh chiluk beinam. De be einov roya loy mahani kiso yamayim k'may erva ba'ashashas. If you could see your erva, it's not going to help to go into a swimming pool or water because you could still see the erva. But regarding giloy erva, covering yourself in water helps. Beis v'din liboy roya erva shaloy oishal chaveroy ha'asor hurak midrabanan. Even though seeing an erva, whether yours or someone else's, d'oraisa, liboy roya erva is midrabanan. We'll see Gimel tomorrow, okay? We'll hold it here. We'll see Gimel tomorrow. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a great day. Come, no good questions.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.